What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My sister explained to my dad one time when she was explaining why she wanted to divorce. And Dad loved her husband, and he said, "What's gotten into you?" And she said, "I don't hear bells." He said, "Bells? Bells? I hadn't heard bells for the last 30 years. What's that got to do with it?" Well, the bottom line is that's a dad trying to advise his daughter on the right move. The bottom line is I heard bells.
And in a month, that type of divorce will probably be made illegal in the state of Texas.
And now all those bells that he heard regarding Mike McCarthy have been silenced. But are the Bears hearing them? Here is the latest on what's going on today at Halas Hall. This is from Courtney Cronin and Kalen Kaler. Per a league source, the Bears are conducting their in-person interview with Mike McCarthy this afternoon. Their second known candidate to interview in person after Ron Rivera did Sunday. McCarthy flew from Dallas to Wheeling, Illinois in private.
That's not even a tier in our yesterday established tiers. We only had George picking you up from the airport and flying commercial. So not in that order. Mike, obviously, George picking you up is number one.
Mike McCarthy placed on a private plane. I don't know if that is just an indication that that's now how the Bears are doing business, or if it's an indication of their high regard for Mike McCarthy. But what we don't know is, could they hire him today?
I don't think so, because I don't think any other interviews have been in person, right?
But if Ron Rivera is the only one in person...
Is that why they haven't said?
But, right. We don't know. This is, according to their report, it's only the two. We mentioned earlier that Mark Potash reached out to the Bears to ask about David Shaw and maybe others. But if this is their second known candidate to interview in person. So if they wanted to hire McCarthy today...
They could.
Could they announce, or could they just say, "By the way, we also interviewed David Shaw in person"? Oh, we interviewed Anthony Weaver in person. We satisfied Mike Kafka, who is, what, a quarter Puerto Rican?
That was news to me.
And they barely leak a story talking about how Ben Johnson has said he's not interested in the Bears job.
Well, Mike Florio just said he's only going to get the Bears job if they blow out the front office.
He didn't say, he suggested that. If the Bears wanted to be at the forefront, that's what they needed to
do. I know it's clear the Bears are getting antsy about the public perception of their search, because they are telling people, "Hey, you know, by the way, if you just want to mention, this is why we're being deliberate about it," or "This is, you don't have to worry about who's..." Like, they're trying to get it out there.
That's fine.
They're trying to convince people they know what they're doing.
But as I said yesterday, go get Ben Johnson before someone else does, because if you don't get him, that means someone else got him.
Or is this search exhaustive because they know they're not getting Ben Johnson?
Don't know the answer to that. It's whatever the agents are telling them.
Hell, I hate that I even thought of that.
Well, but it's a real possibility.
I'm just asking a lot of questions today. I'm throwing out crazy baseball trades. I'm asking questions about this.
So since we're asking questions, why don't you answer some questions? I have a couple of questions for the both of you.
I'm scared.
What does success look like next year for the Bears?
Win the Super Bowl.
That's the only success. Is that a realistic expectation?
That's different.
What are your realistic expectations of the Bears next year? I'll rephrase
the
question.
Dan hates predictions.
Not predictions. I'm just, no, this isn't a prediction. I'm saying what would be satisfactory as a realistic level of success next year?
Make the playoffs.
Okay.
Next year.
Next year. I hear you. I'm only talking about next year.
It's only if you're on the way to winning multiple Super Bowls and contending for a championship every year.
I know what you're doing here.
Are you?
If you're signing a coach to say a 5-year contract, your ass needs to be winning in the playoffs.
Okay. Next year, you have to win a playoff game?
You heard me. I said if you're signing a coach to a multiple-year contract, the expectation is during that contract, you need to be winning in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Getting to the playoffs first would be good for the Bears. Okay. That is not where my standard stops.
Okay, I didn't say that. I said next year, though. I said next year. And what does success look like next year for Caleb Williams? That's a more maybe important question.
Not getting sacked as many times. Let's start with that.
What about for you, Dan? For Caleb Williams specifically, what does success look like for him as an individual?
Improving on this year and reading the field faster, being more decisive.
Taking less sacks?
Well, I mean, ideally, but I think that's a function of better blocking and better decision-making, better recognition and understanding of who's where quickly as possible.
And better offensive scheme.
The reason I ask these questions is because I want to make sure we all have a baseline understanding of what the goals are here, right? When we're talking about hiring a head coach and who can maybe accomplish these two simple goals.
But next year isn't what I want. When I hire that coach,
okay,
I want to be confident that there is a reasonable chance that rooting for my team is going to result in the satisfaction of winning a title.
That's down the road, though.
It doesn't matter. But that's why I'm making the hire.
You're not just asking for next year.
Yeah, I'm making this hire to win a title.
And so,
unless you're renting Kyle Tucker for a year, then the question.
Ben Johnson means you think that's possible.
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know.
I mean,
okay.
Possible. Sure.
Okay. You're saying Mike McCarthy, that's not possible.
I'm saying the evidence in the past would indicate that has not been the case. He had a lot of talent on that Dallas Cowboys team, offensively and defensively. The expectation was for them to go to the Super Bowl. That did not happen, partially because of his clock management, partially because of offensive scheme.
Here's what I'm going to present to you. I've heard a lot of John Fox 2.0 out here when it comes to...
I don't think they're the same.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. So I just want to lay out to the people, why do you think they're not the same?
I think they're not the same just because of the resumes. You know, the results, the expectations are different. To me, the argument that's always made, just because it's the head coach who has head coaching experience hired after the guy who didn't, doesn't make him John Fox. McCarthy's more liked, number one. Number two, I think he is somebody who will work well with ownership in any structure. I'm not arguing against either of those things. Fox appropriately had a problem with what was going on in the front office and the communication to him, and I don't discredit him for that either. The other piece of this, though, is McCarthy is not combative. Like he's typically agreeable. It's just, again, what's the ceiling? And so to me, like with Fox, I think it was a reaction to the previous head coach. McCarthy could also be, but I think there's still more of an upside there.
Okay.
So I just don't think, I think I know what the end game is. That's why he's available to begin with.
I think he's available because it didn't work out in Dallas.
He did not meet the expectation.
He did not meet the expectation. Yeah. In Dallas, but every situation is different. And back to what we were talking about with Mike Florio a little bit, whether it's Mike Tomlin or Sean Payton or Mike McCarthy, and then John Fox is like the last bad taste in your mouth former head coach that came here to be a head coach, right? Looking at those four guys, there's not that many differences. There are differences. They all have flaws. They are all flawed in some way or another. But there's not that many differences for people to be as upset as they are about the possibility of Mike McCarthy being a head coach. For people to sit here and say they're willing to trade draft picks to get Mike Tomlin with his track record strikes me as odd, since Mike McCarthy, you ain't got to trade any draft picks, and he brings a similar level of success.
I think the difference is McCarthy, we talked about the level of talent that he had in Dallas and in Green Bay, and Tomlin hasn't had that. Tomlin has overachieved with a talent that he's had in Pittsburgh a lot of the time.
This is because of the never having a losing record?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I think. Personnel matters. Dan, you're hanging out over there. Thoughts?
I think that Mike McCarthy has enough of a history that there isn't a lot of mystery with him.
Is there mystery with Mike Tomlin?
No.
Is there a mystery with Sean Payton?
I'll tell you what the mystery is with Mike Tomlin. Who's running the offense?
Right.
That is the difference.
And so,
but with him individually,
Mike Tomlin's also been with one team. McCarthy's been with two.
Yeah,
Sean Payton has been with two.
I just think Mike Tomlin's smarter. From what I've seen, I just think he's smarter. I personally like his style. I like the way Mike Tomlin runs a team. I like the way he appears to relate to players. I do know that the issue with Tomlin has always been nobody likes whoever's running his offense.
Right. Bruce Arians, I mean, it's been
Matt Canada and all these other guys.
Coached the Cowboys for the last 5 years, I'm confident they would have won more than one playoff game.
I mean,
no, that's it. I am confident.
I like Tomlin better because I like Tomlin better primarily because I just think he's smarter.
Okay. Look, that's a fair, that is a fair opinion. Whether you want to say that's based on concrete, tangible evidence, that's my point is I don't think that's there.
I also say that. Yeah, let's go even further.
Okay.
I also think that the losses in the playoffs wouldn't happen the way they did. You wouldn't be down 27-7 at the half to Green Bay.
But Mike Tomlin's lost plenty of playoff games and lost them as a favorite.
With that talent, with that level of talent that was in Dallas, where you had all pros on both sides of the ball?
I'm saying if Mike Tomlin can put together a, let's say, 12-4, 13-3 season and get beat in the wild card round, I mean, you know, there's nothing.
But wasn't that the season where that was like the 11-0. They started out 11-0, and it was kind of surprising because they didn't have that kind of talent. It wasn't overachievement.
You can make that argument for sure, but I'm just saying as one of the knocks against McCarthy is not getting it done in the playoffs. It's 2016. That's the last time Mike Tomlin won a playoff game. And even looking at a guy like Sean Payton, who's got 11 winning seasons in the last 17 years, I'm sure everyone here would sign up for Sean Payton to coach the Bears, right? Okay.
Again, I think Sean Payton, he's with his second team, so you're seeing him build again, you know. And McCarthy did to an extent.
Yeah, they had 6-10 seasons?
But the problem is the standard in Dallas was different.
How so?
The standard in Dallas, based on the talent they had, was to achieve in the playoffs, not just win one game in 5 years.
Yeah, no, I think that's everyone's goal once they go back-to-back in the playoffs. You want more success. You want to build on the success. I completely understand that. My thing is, with Mike McCarthy, I know his ceiling is as such, he will give you a chance to do that in the playoffs. Your concern seems to be about his ability to coach in said playoff games and have his guys ready.
Well, there are also regular season games that decided their seeding, but yes.
Well, their seeding was fine, though. I mean, if you don't, and things were a little different.
You don't run into San Francisco the way they did twice if they're seated differently.
You're going to run into them eventually. You're going to run into them eventually.
Sure.
And so what I'm saying is for Mike McCarthy to come here and look, is he my first pick for the coach? No. Is he my second, third, fourth? We already established that yesterday. He is not. But I think we need to get comfortable with the idea that he might be the Bears' head coach.
I don't have to get comfortable with anything, and I'm not going to be comfortable with that.
Well, if Ben Johnson goes to the Raiders,
I mean, they could hire him, but it doesn't mean I have to think it's good.
No. I'm saying, what would you have them do if Ben Johnson doesn't want to come here?
Well, first of all, their job is to find out and not have to wait. And this is the damn problem with the Bears.
But they do have to wait.
But you could be talking to his agent.
Yeah, I'm sure
these conversations are going on. Do this now. All of these rules, if he can't talk, I understand that. But they all have representatives. These deals get done. When you have, this is what Kevin Warren is supposed to be here doing. Big boy business. And not farting around like they always do. He's here to elevate the way they do business, where you understand, hey, Ben, is this going to work here or not? Who do we have to fire? What do we have to pay you? How viable is this? If he says, let me talk to the Raiders, let me talk to you, that's one thing. But they've got to know what's real, what's not real, where these eggs are in various baskets here. Like, this is the difference between a real team that has the pulse of the league or a team just like, all right, we're going to talk to everybody because we have to talk to everybody and we have our processes in order and here's our HR people. Get out ahead of it. You fired your damn coach 2 months ago.
No, I'm with that. As you know, I'm not happy with the way this has played out in terms of how they've gone about doing this point. Going back to the regular season when you could have talked to Bill Belichick and the like. You can go down the list. Mike Vrabel. Now, maybe you thought, maybe they had those back channel conversations and Vrabel's like, hey, my guy's going to New England. It's all right. You know, Gerard Mayo gets fired. Like, we knew what the number one target was for Robert Kraft and company.
I just don't think, when Mike McCarthy got fired, how many teams went, ooh, is he better than our current coach? No, that's the guy you want to be interested in.
That's been the debate nationally.
You know, how many teams are like, ooh, wait a second, this guy's available. We got some things we got to think about here.
No, that's been the whole debate.
The moment Craig Counsell became available, the Cubs have done it twice. The moment that Joe Maddon had one little clause in his contract that because of an ownership change, because of a front office change, allowed a loophole. The Cubs went in and they flew down there and they got him.
Rules are different, though, for MLB and NFL.
I'm just saying.
But I understand your premise.
It's the idea of it. That if you know who you want, then Craig Counsell, Craig Counsell's leaving. We're going to fire our guy who we think is a pretty good manager and a good friend, and we're getting rid of him because this guy's better. Mike McCarthy to me is like, okay. When he got fired, okay, put him on the list. Put anybody on this list. They put anybody on the list.
Drew Petzing's on the list. Mike Kafka's on the list.
And like the other guy, the Ding Duncanson, whatever the guy is in Green Bay.
Duncanson.
I don't know who these people are.
Wow. Why are you going to disrespect Adam Stinovich like
fine.
That?
Fine. Adam Stinovich. I'm sure he's a lovely guy. But it's...
He's not a lovely guy calling plays, though, which
Bears
is my issue.
The Bears just dither and dither and dither. You should be on the phone with everybody representing Ben Johnson, say, how do we get this done right now? You tell us. This is our guy.
But I think the conversations are already going to be, well, we still got to talk to the Raiders, and they fired their GM.
Well, then talk to him. Then you're the agent. There's no restrictions on you. Talk to him. Call me back in 10 minutes.
And I think the personnel, Mike Florio is right. The personnel thing is an issue. I don't know how big of an issue it is, but I think it is an issue.
Then figure out how you're going to fix it and say, if Ben Johnson is going to commit and if we get a handshake deal with the agent, we'll launch polls.
I don't know that Kevin Warren is going to do that, though.
Well, what's he here to do?
Find a coach that can coach with Ryan Poles, apparently.
That's to me.
If you're taking a guy off your list because of Ryan Poles, who probably himself should have been fired, then you're already screwed the pooch.
I'm not arguing that point.
Okay.
I was surprised.
We're really talking about Mike McCarthy?
Yeah, Mike
McCarthy. After all this?
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, though, is not, whether you want to believe it or not, he's not just a replacement-level coach, because replacement-level coaches don't get as many wins, a Super Bowl win, and do as many things as Mike McCarthy has done over the course of a career.
I think he should have done a whole hell of a lot better than Aaron Rodgers.
Look, we can always say...
I would just say, as an observer of the Cowboys, he should have done better with the Cowboys, too.
So do the Cowboys think. Yeah,
that's my point. And you're right. In the Aaron Rodgers years prior, that 2015 season, if you're really watching it, not just celebrating the Bears, which you should be, that 2015 season was enough to indicate to you perhaps what was going on. When you hear the phrase, Dak Prescott has to take over at the line of scrimmage, that doesn't remind you of what Aaron Rodgers had to start doing?
No, that's fair. That's
Caleb
fair.
Williams in his second year. After that offensive training, you think he could do that? You think he could succeed in spite of that?
No, but hey, let's see who he has on his staff, just like you want to see who all these other people have on their staffs.
I do.